for the last 18 years, every year in the end of May, beginning of June, I go to my ancestors' hometown in Sicily, Camerata, which is about a half an hour outside of Palermo. And the reason I went just to make contact with all my Zimbardo relatives, that there are literally 100 there. And my grandmother's name was Vera Marino, and there are many Zimbardos married to Marinos in that town. But after going there, they invited me to go to the local high school to meet with some of the students. And, you know, and I talked in general, and I asked them, how many of you are planning to go to college? And the response was none. And I said, how could you not want to go to college? And the universal reply was, in Sicily, it's not what you know, it's only who you know. So it's a terrible legacy of the mafia where connections are more important than knowledge. And I said, no, we're going to break that. You know, there's a big anti-mafia movement going on throughout Sicily and Italy that at least is putting them underground. And my grandfather, who came from this town, was a barber. My grandfather, my maternal grandfather, was a shoemaker. And the difference between me and them is one word, education. And I said, you must get educated. And in fact, I'm going to help you. I will give scholarships to 10 students every year to go to local Italian colleges, €1,000 each. The teachers will pick the best students, and that'll set you on your way. So that started in 18 years ago. And a few years later, one of my former students at Stanford, Steve Luczo, L-U-C-Z-O, who is the CEO of Seagate Technology that makes the world's hard drives for computers, he said his grandmother came from the nearby town of Corleone, in the Godfather town. And if we could have our program in Corleone, he would help fund the entire program. So we developed a nonprofit foundation, the Zimbardo Luczo Educational Fund, or ZL Fund. And we go 2 days in one town, 2 days in the other town. And we give out about 20 scholarships every year, ideally half to boys and half to girls, although fewer and fewer boys around the world are being educated. And so it's very uplifting, very inspiring to do this. And I, as I said, I go every end of May and early June.